the latest from podnews.net. The second Beyond the Podcast Virtual Summit has been announced on September the 18th. It's free and it'll contain six podcasting experts, including Captivate's Mark Asquith, Dave Jackson and Harry Duran. Coleman Insights have revealed that the biggest show in podcasting is the Joe Rogan Experience, which was mentioned unaided by 14% of 1,000 US podcast listeners they asked. Serial was in second place at 6%. How much did Spotify spend on Parcast earlier this year? We now know the answer, $55 million. That's according to their SEC filing. By comparison, Gimlet was $192 million. Stitcher have announced their quarter 3 2019 slate for Stitcher Originals and Earwolf. You can expect new shows from Jamila Jamil and new seasons of The Dream, LeVar Burton Reads, Science Rules with Bill Nye and more. NBC News has profiled Earios, the first all-female podcast network. Radio Inc. reports that Beasley Podcast Network, owned by a US radio network, has achieved 10 million downloads in the quarter, an increase of 15% from 2018. There are 40 shows in the network. US radio sales company Focus 360 has invested in Lipstick and Vinyl, a podcast network that focuses on delivering underrepresented voices. Cumulus Media's Westwood One podcast network has hired four new producers. And in Washington, D.C., Vox Media are looking for a part-time engagement manager for podcasts. And thank you to Lemonada Media for becoming our latest silver supporter. Lemonada is a women-run podcast network that shares the unfiltered version of the human experience. You should be like them at podnews.net/support. In podcasts today, we mention GeekSpeak, which has as guest in its latest episode Brad Smith from podcast host Simplecast. His first computer was a 386, mine a Commodore PET, young man. And All the Wiser uses the power of personal stories to inspire you to live your life to the fullest. And it donates $2,000 to a nominated charity on behalf of each guest. This week's guest will be author Nora McInerney on what to do when someone you know is going through something really terrible.
What is the best thing that you can do?
Whatever you can and will do. If you can physically show up and shovel someone's sidewalk in a snowstorm, that's what you do. That's what my neighbors did. You don't ask them, what can I do? Because they don't know.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.